Hello, my name is Tisha. You have reached the Department of Public Health Crisis Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yes, ma'am. Good morning, Tisha. My boss, his wife ended up with COVID. I was standing next to him by a computer, and he tested positive like 3 days later. Like, that was Saturday, and he tested, well, I guess 4 days, Sunday, well, three, because he tested positive on Tuesday. I guess maybe he took the test on Monday. I'm not sure. He didn't really specify. So I've been in quarantine, and they said come on the 6th day, but then they mentioned the 7th day, and I'm trying to figure out if there's any free testing sites, and I'm trying to figure out, is it 6 days I need to get tested or the 7th today? Because I haven't felt bad. Per se, but I'm tired, but I'm always tired, so I don't feel like that's like typical.
Okay. Now, with quarantine, if you have been exposed to the virus, then you must quarantine for at least 10 days. If you start to have any symptoms, then you would need to be tested for the virus. Now, I will be able to assist you with providing you with some testing sites that's within your area. But I do not have the price of testing. So you would have to reach out to that facility in order to get that information.
Okay, so there's nothing that the government provides or anything, or you don't know?
I'm not sure. That's why I stated you would have to reach out to that facility in order to find out, do they offer free testing? If not, then what's the price of testing?
Okay. So I have to wait till 10 days before I can be tested, not the 6th or 7th day, like my boss is trying to say.
No, you have to quarantine for at least 10 days. If you start to have symptoms, then you would need to be tested. If you're not having any symptoms, then you can just quarantine for those 10 days.
Okay.
But okay. If you start to have symptoms within those 10 days, then yes, you need to be tested to make sure that way you can find out if you're positive or not.
So on that 10th day, if I'm still not feeling bad, I don't get a test. Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
Okay, so only if I ever feel symptoms will I get tested. Okay.
Correct, because everyone that is exposed to the virus doesn't actually catch the virus. So that's why it's important for you to quarantine for at least 10 days, because within those 10 days, if you're exposed and you have the virus, most likely those symptoms would show up within those 10 days. But if you don't have any symptoms, then that means that you should be fine. You'll be fine.
Okay. Thank you. And I kind of did a thing. Is this Alabama rules?
Yes. Yes, ma'am. And I can give you two websites to go to if you would like to get general information on how to quarantine and what steps to take.
Okay. Well, I have been. I mean, I've kind of looked at stuff like that, but I've just been staying by myself. But the other thing being, this my boss said I could come back to work after the 7th day if I've tested clear. So
now, if your boss is requesting for you to have a test done, then in order for you to return back to work, then yes, I would advise that you go ahead and get tested. That way, you'll be able to provide him with your test results if that's what he's requesting in order for you to return.
Okay. So if one of the partners that owns the company, if he's the one that I was exposed, is he going to pay for my test, or do you know that's not legally?
That's a whole different ball game, huh? Okay. That left up to you.
That's my questions, and thank you so much. And so if I tested on the 7th day, or the 6th or 7th day, because he's confusing me on the 6th or 7th day, and I test negative, will I be able to go back to work?
You should be, but those rules are up to your employer. Far as when you'll be able to return once you give him those results.
Okay, so if I do test on the 7th day and it's negative, you can go back to work. It's legally okay. I mean, like, state of Alabama. Okay,
it is.
That's what I'm kind of questioning. Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome. You're welcome, and thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You have a nice day.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye.